The ship's name was the Dartmouth. When it took a cargo of whale oil to England, no one perhaps thought much of it. However, what the Dartmouth loaded as a return cargo for the American colonies made history. That infamous cargo is today's edition of the American Countryside.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
When the United States were still just colonies controlled by England, whale oil was a very important export.
It was an indigenous form of wealth for America very early on in the colonial. The crown couldn't track it. We were selling whale oil in ports around the world while we were still colonists. It wasn't taxable.
Arthur Mata says that oil was truly a worldwide product for the colonies, and in some cases, the product was being sold in the crown's seat of government.
We were selling in London. As a matter of fact, in 1770, a Quaker whale ship here by the name of Dartmouth, named for the town, had in fact sold a whole shipload of oil in London.
That is an interesting fact, but what the ship loaded next became part of your history textbooks.
Rather than come back empty-handed, took a load of tea back to Boston. And it was one of our whale ships here in New Bedford that was involved in the Boston Tea Party.
And that fact resulted in one unlikely group of people becoming involved in the American Revolution.
Very early on, the Quakers, who were pacifists even then, and generally loyal to the crown, were drawn into the war for independence. The British, having enough of us, burned the town in 1778.
It was one of the shipwrights in this town that would later help build the USS Constitution. And that ship would help the town of New Bedford take revenge on the British in the War of 1812. Traveling the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.